Oh shit, it's starting. Oh, shit. What's up, guys?
Oh, what's up?
And welcome back to our podcast. My name is Bridget.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is your tipsy guide.
Margaritas today,
yes.
Instead of beer, because yes. You know we're trying to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. And I made tacos for dinner because we just came from yoga. So I was like, well, this is how the mental processing went, because we're trying to eat healthier. And I was like, I made some carne asada last night, and I was like, well, tomorrow I can make some tacos, and like some healthy tacos. And then I was like, well, if we're gonna have tacos, we might as well just have tequila. Yeah, exactly. So we made, it's actually really good, and it's probably pretty healthy.
Oh my gosh, it's way better than like a margarita mix or like the margaritas at restaurants. The only other one that's like this good is a skinny bad one at Elsa's.
Yeah.
But they're like kind of too strong to enjoy.
And they have like a different taste to them. They're neon green. And then
I think they got to put like sugar or something in there.
Yeah. There's like sweetener. And I've heard there's tequila and vodka in there.
I've heard there's Mountain Dew.
That makes
sense. And they're like regular bad ones.
That would actually make a lot of sense because it's the color of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's like literally lime green.
Yeah. That shit fucks you up. They sell it in bottles, and I brought some of it to spring break one time. And it's supposed to be like a mixed drink in a bottle. So like if you were going to get like those like nasty Long Island iced teas from Captain Morgan, like it's that kind of thing, it's like already made. And I drank a bottle of Bad Juan's, which sounds like a lot, but when you're on spring break and you've been drinking all day,
it
like,
doesn't
you shouldn't black out from that, but I did like really hard.
Oh no,
they're like extremely strong. So,
well, yeah, the whole bottle's like 13%.
Yeah, and I drank the whole thing. Girl. It was like a 750 milliliters.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, but
I think those are like, yeah, they are 750s.
Yeah, so that was fun. But these margaritas are good. The recipe that I made is just an ounce of tequila. I'm using the Espolòn. We used to use that at the restaurant I worked at, and it was really good. An ounce of tequila, a half ounce of triple sec, and then the juice of a fourth of an orange, which I have these really good navel oranges right now.
From Trader Joe's.
So good. These heirloom oranges. Oh my God. And then the juice from like three-fourths of a lime. It's just shaken up. And it's like perfect.
Yeah, it's like amazing.
Want to make more? Do another one?
Kind of.
We're on opposite sides this time than we normally are, I feel like.
Oh my gosh, we are. This is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. A little refreshing break from our normal sides.
Yes. So we're actually like on a good recording schedule now. We're gonna actually be coming out with episodes. Yes,
like for real every
because,
week.
Because, well, like we talked about last week, I feel like we are just in a place now where we can feel like we need to redo kind of the
yeah, like the style.
Setup. Yeah, like the setup and the style of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are. It's more loose and funny, I feel like. And we're not like drinking heavily every night.
Right.
So like we have mental energy to edit and record.
Yes. Mental energy, physical energy, just.
Yeah.
Metaphysical energy, all of it. Physical. Paranormal energy.
Yes.
Maybe.
Got sexual energy. We've got
sexual energy, moon energy.
Yes. We've got the photons. We got the neutrons, the protons.
That was just a foreign language to me. I don't know what you just said.
The only thing I remember from chemistry is like the structure of an atom.
I remember the first half of our semester was really fun, and we had like fun stuff because we voted at the beginning of the semester. Our chemistry teacher was like, okay, do you want to do the fun stuff at the beginning of the semester or at the end of the semester?
Oh no.
So we were like, okay, let's just do it at the beginning because we're stupid.
Yeah.
So like in the first semester I had an A in chemistry because it was like all the easy shit, and then we did like moles and stuff like that, and I think I got like a D that semester, so I ended up getting like a B plus, yeah. like a B, just like a regular B in the class.
I somehow ended up in honors chemistry. And oh my it was gosh. Hell. Like, I was like a normal student. Like, I wasn't in the development or the higher classes, but I just ended up in this class.
And you probably got like a B in your like geometry class yeah. and then like a in your biology class or something like that. Yeah. Someone's like, she needs to be in honors.
Exactly. Like my, I think my counselor was like, I'll put you in honors. And I was like,
why?
Are you sure? Okay. Oh, God. And it was bad. It
that
was,
sounds terrible.
I had an F for most of the time. And then at the very end, I pulled my shit out of there. So I remember the final, like after the final, I don't think I did very good on it, but I was like, the first question was, what is chemistry? And then it was downhill from there.
And then I just blacked the fuck out.
Yep. But moles were terrible.
Like, yeah, I just remember, like, I was not very good at math in high school or college or anything. Like, actually, when I got to Wright State, I had to take one of those developmental math classes that were, like, no credits. Yeah. It was literally just, like, pass or fail.
It was, like, addition, subtraction.
Literally. It was, like, those... it was like those questions where it's like one train is coming from Chicago going 135 miles an hour and then another train's going from Pittsburgh at 160 miles an hour. How long is it going to be before they meet? And I literally remember sitting in that class like, I rate, feel so fucking stupid.
Rate times time equal distance. Come on.
Sure. I was like, can someone help me, please? I literally was like, because when I was in, like, what grade do you learn, like, developmental math? Like, third, fourth grade?
Yeah.
When really. I was learning, like, developmental math, like, I was going to school on base, like, on an Air Force base. So I was really, really good at reading. Like, I had, like, a 10th or 11th grade, like, yeah. reading level when I was that young. That's good. So they just let me read. While they were teaching math.
Oh my God, that was not a good idea.
So I never learned like that, like basic fundamental math.
That's terrible.
So I've literally been struggling my entire life with math.
That's awful.
Yeah.
They're like, she'll be an author or something.
Right. No, they literally just like let me read while they were teaching everyone else math. Oh my God. So fuck that.
In grade that's school.
My suffering.
Yeah, that's terrible. In grade school, when we were going into sixth grade, they split us up into, like, groups based on how smart we were so they could teach us different classes. No. And it was a day that, like, they brought the whole grade together in a class to, like, watch a movie. It was, like, the end of fifth grade. So I overheard the teachers talking about people because they were sitting really close to me, talking about what groups they should be in. So there was, like, red was dumb. Yellow was middle, and then
yellow
green
was dumb.
green was smart. So they get to me, and I'm like, I think I'm pretty. I'm like middle. I think I'm gonna be in the yellow group. So I hear them, and they're like, okay, Bridget. And they're like, I don't know. I think she should be in red. She's pretty bad. And they're like, I think if she like really pushes herself, she could do fine in the yellow group. And I was like, fuck you, fucking bitches. Like, what you don't know. Is it I can do it. I just don't want to.
Right. So like, I just, like, do not want to put myself through this
exactly.
bullshit.
Exactly. I just know that homework is a waste of fucking time, and I'm not going to do it. So,
yeah,
like,
you little rebel.
I never got on board with the homework thing. Like,
me either.
Like, I could just see the big picture, and I'm like, this is stupid. If I know it, why do I have to do the homework?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to conform to your fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
In eighth grade, we used to do... like these simple solutions, which is like a big book of like math like homeworks. So you'd have like a simple solutions 54 and it's like 20 questions and you write it out. And we used to just grade our own. It was just like a good faith. You do it, you bring it in, you grade it. And the teacher's like kind of walking around while you're grading it. Well, I just did one. And then every week I would just regrade the same one and she never noticed. And then
this is my confession.
Actually, I think that's in high school. Yeah. And then also in high school, in social studies, I had a perfect 100 because it was just an easy class, but also like I liked history.
Yeah.
But we used to do these outlines of chapters, so you'd have to like read the whole fucking chapter and write out like a 4-page
It's like when
outline.
They try to like, this is what college is gonna be yeah. like. Like, shut like, the no, fuck it's not. Up. No, it's not.
So I wrote one, and then every week I would just write a new front page and staple it onto the back pages, and I never got caught.
Oh my god, your teachers are lazy as fuck.
I know, and I did it once, and I was like, I had an excuse already in my head, like, oh shit, I didn't mean
to. I accidentally
stapled it together or something. Or like I had like an excuse ready, and it just came back as 100, and I was like, I mean, I have the balls
to
keep doing
brilliant.
This.
Like, that is really smart. I see. I'm such a rule follower. I never would have been able to do that. Like was like I never cheated. Like I never.
Oh, I cheated all the time.
Like. That's probably why I got bad grades. Well, I didn't get bad grades. I was like a B, C student.
Yeah.
I just like was very lazy and didn't actually do anything.
Yeah. I could have gotten way better grades. I got like normal grades because I just didn't try. Like,
yeah.
We had tests that were in grade school, literally like open note tests, but you had to take the notes. So that was like the thing. It's like you had to do that. And like you were supposed to take notes. So I would take these open note tests with old notes and just like pretend and like just guess. But like I knew the answers from like being in class.
Right, from like actually paying attention.
Notes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I just, and that's the same thing with the history classes. Like I don't need to write an outline to know this shit. And I'm not going to because it's a waste of my fucking time. So I'm not doing it.
That reminds me of this one class in college. It was a higher level archaeology class. I think it was like a 3800 class. And I was taking it as like a junior. And the guy who taught it looks like kind of, do you know who Ben Shapiro is?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a fatter Ben Shapiro a little bit. Like that's who he reminds me of. I was going to say nerdier Ben Shapiro. And I was like, there's no way that's even possible.
yeah, no, that's not.
So he looks like him. Just imagine that. And he's standing at the front of the class. And he's like, this is going to be really, really hard. You're really going to have to apply yourself. Like you're going to have to study and pay attention. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm so ready. So I'm sitting in the class. I'm like barely even paying attention. I'm like on my phone, kind of sitting in the back, sitting with my friends. And he's like, all right, test next week. Here's the outline. And I'm like, you're giving us like a study guide for your test. And you said that this is like the hardest class ever.
Yeah.
So with study guides, I just went through and answered every single question and then wrote down like all of like the main points that he would talk about on the PowerPoint just so I could remember it.
Yeah.
Literally, I got like 115% in that class.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. When they tell you it's hard and you're like, try me, bitch.
Right. And I was like, this is like one of the easiest classes I've taken in college. And it was a 3800 class. Like I think it was like a 3860.
That's
crazy. Or like something like that. Like that's it was insane. Like a very like high level class. That just goes to show you how fucking easy my major was.
Yeah. Or just like how every stage of school they're like, oh, high school is gonna be hard, and they're like, college is gonna be hard, and like it never gets hard.
Like I need some challenge.
The only class in college, the only class probably in all of my life that I struggled in classes before because I didn't try.
I know this answer for me.
But like the only class that was actually challenging enough to make me like it was my perception class. And it was this guy, I think his name was Daniel Weber, pretty sure. He was like this older guy, like kind of squirrely looking.
Squirrely.
Like he was squirrely. Very soft spoken and like loved perception. And it was all about like how the brain sees things and like how hearing works.
That actually sounds really interesting.
Yeah, but on like a molecular, like on a, it wasn't even a molecular level. It was like on a, like a psychology level. So it was like difficult because the things we were learning weren't real. It was like, it's like really hard to explain.
Sounds like a typical college class. I'm interested. Yes.
So like in the beginning, we had probably 50 people and he's like, this class is really hard. You picked like the hardest, like I am a hard teacher. And I was like, okay,
whatever.
Yeah. And he was
Mr.
like,
Mr. Weber.
He was like, in 3 weeks, there will be about 10 of you. And I was like, okay. And I, like, this is the only class that I didn't struggle to pay attention because it was so cool. Like,
that's awesome. Like, I love when you find classes yes, like that.
It was so cool. And it was, like, the beginning of it was, like, taking consciousness down to, like, a measurable thing. So they're, like, imagine you have your hand open. What's the weight of something that you would notice or something in your hand? Like, that smallest amount of weight is, like, a unit of consciousness. Like, oh, it was like, God, to that level.
That sounds crazy. Yeah. But so cool.
And in 3 weeks there were 10 people in the class. And I got an A, and I was
hell
like,
oh yeah, that is so wow, awesome.
I love this class.
That's the same thing that I went through. Like, I had trouble paying attention to all my classes in college just because, like, you have so many distractions. Mm-hmm. The only class that I ever, this is going to be so weird, I think I talked about it on the podcast before, but, like, my crime scene investigation class.
Oh, yeah.
And then methods of human identification were, like, my favorite classes. Like, I could not wait to go to them.
Yeah, I went every fucking day to mine.
Yeah. And, like, other classes, I just, like, didn't go. I, like, mm-hmm, once, I mean, I didn't really skip class ever, except for, like, when I was really hungover.
Yeah. Yes, which oops, is a lot.
Which was a lot my, like, last couple semesters there.
I skipped class so much just because I, like, could see through what they were trying to do. Like,
yeah,
like, I felt like I wanted to be, like, I didn't want to be tricked into, like, doing something. I don't know, it's hard to yeah, explain, but, like, I probably went to, like, if you took all the classes I went to and all the classes I didn't went to, probably good 60-40.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
And
here you are now, a master.
Yeah, exactly.
I also really liked my OL classes. I thought, yeah, all of those were, like, really fun and interesting, especially since it wasn't very structured. Like, I think mm-hmm, it was, like, the classes that were super structured that, like, got yeah,
me too. That it was like, okay, now we're going to do this quiz, even though, like, what if we don't need to be quizzed on anything right now?
Right.
That's the kind of shit that I can see through. I'm like, you don't even know what you're doing. Like,
no.
Like, I'm not no, learning anything. I'm not interested anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I didn't like.
Ugh. But here we are, graduated.
Yep. And the message of this is, whatever. Do whatever you want.
Is, there is none.
Yeah,
don't bring some, your phone. But keep your phone in your bag in class. Don't bring your laptop unless you want to be on Facebook the whole time.
Yeah. Unless you want to, like, FaceTime someone in class, which I've done before.
Oh, I never did that.
Someone.
Well, I could never pay attention if I had my computer with me, so I just didn't. Yeah. Even...
like, if a class is uninteresting, ask yourself, "Is what's the, like, long term of me not going to this class?" I mean, obviously, you want to graduate.
True.
But, like, are you actually learning something? Who knows?
Yeah, I remember going to a couple classes, like, super hungover.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially the ones that, like, I was already too far into to drop, but then, like, participation and attendance was required.
Yes.
Which is stupid. Like, I'm paying you. Let me come whenever I want.
Right, exactly.
Like, I would pay you to skip a class right now.
Like, literally, I hate myself. But you know what? Like, most of my classes made, like, the final project presentations, and I give bomb-ass presentations. So,
yeah.
Like, in my methods of crime investigation class, or whatever, it was, like, a crime scene class. We were supposed to give, like, a 25, like, up to, like, 25 minute presentation. Mine ended up being, like, an hour long.
Everyone was like, keep going, I love it.
No, yeah. And then I got done with it, and he's like, how long do you think your presentation was? And I was like, I don't know, like, 30 minutes. And he was like, it was an hour. And everyone was like, shut up. Like, no, we were not way, listening to this bitch for an hour. And they're like, oh, that was, like, really interesting and, like, really cool. And I'm like, bitch, I know.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I
welcome.
Timed it. See, like, I timed it and it was 30 minutes. So I was like, okay, it's, like, 5 more minutes and it should be whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'll probably, like, talk faster in front of people. I yeah, actually slow down.
Weird.
When I'm in front of people.
That's good. Like, that's a good thing that your brain does.
Yeah.
Because usually people, like, speed up and they miss things. And
yeah. I just, like, that class was so cool.
That's fine.
But I don't want to be a cop.
Yeah.
To be a detective or anything or yeah, anything like that. So,
like, even though it's cool to know.
I'll just be an armchair detective. Speaking of switching from beer to margaritas,
yes,
this is kind of two-parter on our fitness journey.
Yes.
And like kind of we've just like both been on some like different diets.
Yes.
This year. Mm-hmm. And then we've just both kind of had like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Your revelations.
Yes, like revelations on like dieting, like fitness and like everything. So yes. Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Because I know you got some interesting stuff.
Yes, I had this story that I've been telling Lauren, like, okay, I'm going to tell you this during the podcast. Just not that like exciting of a story, but it's interesting. And I didn't want to waste my breath telling it twice. So, because it's kind of complicated.
I didn't want to waste my breath.
Well, I texted you and I was like, it's too much to text. I'll just tell you tomorrow. So we've also been dieting this year and trying to just like eat better. Maybe not like cutting calories as much or just like trying to feel better.
Right.
But also working out. It's like we've been doing yoga and I've been going to the gym other times. And I came across this girl on YouTube that I like. She's like a fitness girl and does some other things named Natasha. And like, I love watching, like, what I eat in a week just to, like, see what, like, healthy people eat. I'm, like, interested in it. And so she does a thing called intuitive eating, which is basically just...
I've heard about that before.
Yeah, just, like, listening to your body to see what it wants. It's like if it's a day that you're not that hungry, you just don't eat that much. And if it's a day that you are, you just eat a lot. And the key is to, like, fuel your body enough to work out, you know, as hard as you can and... like to just listen to it. So if your body's like, if it's 10 o'clock and it's hungry, then you feed it. Like this is what it wants. So like it's easy to see that and be like, okay, well you're just really in shape and your metabolism is so fast. So like, I don't really trust it.
Can't really.
Exactly. But she had a video that was like, I cut my calories in half for a week. And so I started watching it. She's like, I used to eat like 1500 calories.
Sorry.
Getting distracted during my story.
Yes,
it's okay. It's fine. So she's like, I cut my calories in half for a week. So she explained, you know, like when she was a young person, like 20 or whatever, that she used to eat 1500 calories a day and really restrict her calories. And she eventually realized that she wasn't fueling her body enough. So she wanted to go back and try to eat the same amount that she used to and just see how she felt. So she actually counted everything, did 1500 a day, and like tried to live a whole week doing her regular workouts, which she does something physical every day. Like when she's at the gym, she works out pretty hard, but it's not like she's going like 3-4 times a day,
right,
or something. So like the first day she's like, I know I'm already gonna be hungry and I'm not gonna have energy. So just throughout the week you see her be tired and skip workouts, and she's like, I'm tired all the time and I can't wake up and I don't have energy. And I was like, this is exactly how I feel all the time. Like, I wonder if
right, I wonder if I'm under eating.
Yeah, so like I was watching that as I just ate like a half bagel for breakfast on Sunday, and I'm like, I'm not gonna eat that much because I don't want to go to the gym. But I felt so sluggish and I had just woken up. I'm like, I don't even have energy to like clean my apartment,
right?
So I was like, well, I'll just like, let me just try this. Like, I want a smoothie bowl, so I'm gonna eat a smoothie bowl. And like instantly I was like, oh my god, I feel amazing.
God.
I cleaned my whole apartment. And then I was like, okay, I want to test it working out, though. So normally, if I do go to the gym, I, like, have it in my head for some reason that I don't want to be, like, digesting food while I'm working out. So I try to eat, like, 3 hours before and then go. And I try to go to the gym, and I, like, started lifting weights, and I was like, I feel like shit right now. Like, even though I had eaten a normal breakfast, and it was, like, probably 4 o'clock, it's like, okay, now I see how it feels. Now I'm going to go home and eat something and come back. And I literally had the best workout of my life. I worked out for like an hour and a half.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
Amazing. Like, I don't know if it was just that day or what, but I'm going to try to like just basically like bulk, I guess. Like, not, maybe not bulk, but not
do
just
do more
eat.
Like intuitive eating.
Yes.
And, okay.
Just like see what my body wants in terms of like how strong do I feel during workouts.
Yeah,
because I can definitely feel it during yoga. Like I tried to eat a snack before I came today and I did feel pretty strong. It was hard to tell because I was sore, but like there are some days that I'm like, wow, why do I feel so good? And it's because
yeah,
I ate like avocado toast before I came or something,
right,
like that. So I'm gonna try that for a while and try to just like focus on feeling strong and healthy and obviously not eating a bunch of crap, but I just thought it was interesting because I was doing Weight Watchers and like 100 calories is 3 points and I could only have 36 points.
Oh God.
Like that doesn't seem right.
No.
So I'm just.
That's like an extreme calorie deficit. Yeah. Like extreme.
Like I don't want to do that because I don't have any energy. So.
Yeah. I think before you work out, you're supposed to eat some sort of like complex carb or something.
Yeah.
But I don't fucking know. I don't know anything about that. But I do understand what you're saying because today for breakfast, I had like oatmeal, which is like nothing, not even good for you. But it was the only thing they had at work and I woke up late and I was like, whatever. So I had that and like a shitty ass break room coffee. And then the next thing I ate was a gyro at Pita Pit. And I had like one of the smaller ones and like no sides and like a water. And then after that, like I was still like, I am so fucking tired. Well, that's because I had only eaten like 500 calories in a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, like I know what B just was said about eating her avocado toast before her workout. So I went home, I grabbed an orange and like a sparkling water and ate that before the workout. But I was like, dude, I'm still so fucking hungry. So after I went to Whole Foods, I ate one of those RX bars and I was like, I mean, I wasn't like killing it in yoga today because I still was hurting.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was doing pretty good and I felt like, like I didn't feel like completely drained afterward.
Yeah. And I feel like we're taught that like that's how you should feel, especially when you're like out of shape and you're trying to get back into it. It's hard to not.
Yeah. It's like when you're done with a workout that you should just be like absolutely dead and sweating. Yeah. And
that's another thing that she said is like, I know it's a good workout when I feel good afterwards. If I feel bad and shitty, then I know I wasn't fueled correctly.
Yeah.
And like the day that I forget what I ate for breakfast and lunch the day that I felt really good, but right before I went, or I guess we went to a 7:30 class. So at like 5:30 or 6, I had like a huge piece of sourdough with a whole avocado on it and like some olive oil drizzled on it. And then I had
so good.
Like a whole orange. And I remember being like, why am I not struggling? Like right. We were planking and I was like, what the fuck? Like, why can I do this right now?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like taught that it's another thing like yoga, like drop the story that you have in your head.
Yeah.
Like the story
yeah,
that
our
like,
yoga teacher was like saying some awesome things tonight that I think both resonated with us.
Yes. Just like, especially as people like, we don't feel like we're fitness people.
Right.
So like, oh, I can't do that, or I'm obviously going to struggle during this.
Or like, oh, that hurts, I need to stop. Like, no.
Like, don't, like, listen to all the excuses you've told yourself before.
Right.
Including the fact that you shouldn't feel like shit when you work out.
Right.
And, like, that doesn't mean that you're doing good things to your body. Like, you're not fueled right, and you're doing too much, or, like, you didn't eat enough, and like you just shouldn't feel like a worthless piece of shit when you're trying to work out, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's something that one of the girls I follow on Instagram, she was saying, oh my God, shit, what was she saying? I forgot. Oh yeah. She was talking about how she doesn't like count calories or anything, I don't think, but she was saying that, so she had Taco Bell on like one of these nights and her stomach hurt for 3 days afterwards. So she's like, I'm not gonna eat Taco Bell anymore, and anytime I'm craving it, like I'm just gonna remind myself of how I felt when I ate it. And that's exactly what I've been doing too, like when I used to eat like pasta, like actual just like white pasta, and how I felt afterwards, like bloated,
terrible,
like sick, tired, like I just, or like chocolate or ice cream, like whenever I like think about like if I want ice cream or like if I want something sweet after dinner, I think to myself, I'm like, I remember when you were like literally like a crack addict for ice cream. It's like, I don't want to do that again. So like every time I just have like a craving like that, I always just think about that, or just grab some dark chocolate or just like something to like quench my sweet tooth.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good idea of for people who are trying to get over those cravings. And I wouldn't even say diet, or like make a lifestyle change. Like I don't even have the desire to eat pasta anymore, just because like I remembering how it makes me feel when I'm done with it and when I'm done eating. Like 2 weeks ago, we went to this like really good Italian place where all the noodles were handmade, like you could see like the cuts on them.
Oh my God.
So I was like, okay, you know, I haven't eaten all day. And when you do that, you just like get full super quick because mm-hmm. your body's like.
Yeah, but it's like, not even like the amount that it wants your stomach. Yeah. It's just like.
Like just like out. Fucked yeah. yeah so I was like okay I'm not gonna eat this whole plate of pasta because I got chicken parmesan. I was like okay I'm not gonna eat this whole thing, and I didn't, and I was so proud of myself because I was like, you do not need to gorge yourself on yeah. this pasta because you're gonna feel like shit later and you're gonna be tired yeah. and you're not gonna be able to hang out mm-hmm. so I just ate like half my plate yeah. well I ate all the chicken, like half the pasta
yeah,
and then just like take it home, and I was like completely fine. Like I was not like overeating. Mm-hmm. I was not like super tired at night. Like I was just like ready to hang out, and I felt great.
Yeah, that's like especially the couple months before we started doing this. I feel like we were both just going like balls to the wall, just like eating whatever because yes, we knew
because we coming. Knew we were gonna do this diet.
Yeah, and I remember both felt like shit. Oh my god, I felt terrible. Like. There was a day, and this is what like sparked the whole dairy gluten thing. There was a day that I went to your house for like a football party or whatever, and I've realized now that drinking something bubbly and eating at the same time makes me so bloated, and like it's probably even just from the air from the bubbly drinks, but the food and that
yeah
both are terrible. So I know I was drinking beer, and I ate some buffalo chicken dip and like some shit from like a veggie tray, like all or like a meat tray, and I like couldn't breathe. Like I felt yeah. so embarrassed sitting there like I feel like a whale, like I can't breathe right now. And then there was another time that I went to the store and got cheese curls because they sounded good, and came home and I accidentally yeah. ate the whole bag, and then I felt like my body was shutting down. Like, I can't yeah. even explain
yeah.
what it felt like.
I know
like.
That feel.
Couldn't breathe. That's all I ate. I didn't even eat dinner because I ate a whole bag of cheese curls. No, please laugh because it was, I was laying here like, what did I do to myself?
I remember you snapped and you were like, with the peace sign, you're like, accidentally ate this whole bag of cheese curls and I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm doing great. But like, that's another thing that I saw during this video. I'll have to send this one to you because all the things she was explaining is like things that I just thought were normal because I was out of shape. Or right. like things I thought I, that even when I was trying to eat healthy were normal, like craving things. She like the fourth day in, she's like, why? Like this always happens when you like people try to cut calories, they start craving things. Like, why am I craving a pizza right now? Like, I'm not going to eat it, but I'm craving it. And I was like, that's probably why, like, no one can stick to a diet because your body's like, I need something. And it's craving the most calorie-dense thing it can think
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
So, like, pizza or ice cream or something. And then there was another night that she was like, normally in her vlogs and stuff, like, they're doing stuff all day. They're like, we're going to wake up and we're going to, like, work a little bit, and they're gonna go to the gym, and they're gonna come home, and we're gonna make dinner, and then we're gonna go to the movies, and, like, they're just, like, have so much energy. And there was a day that she's like, I told my boyfriend that we were gonna go to the movies, but I just don't have the energy. And I was like, that part, I was like, I didn't even connect food to, like, that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Like, I
which
don't
makes, like,
things.
No sense because food is energy.
I know.
Like, that's what makes energy in your body, but yeah. you're right, like, we never even think about, like, oh, I just haven't really eaten that much today, and now I like just want to sit on the couch and do nothing.
Yeah, and you're like,
or like
oh,
I've
I
eaten McDonald's. I had McDonald's for dinner. Now I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, like we're like you can feel it when you definitely like overeat something obvious, and you're like, oh, I went to like a special dinner. Now, God, I just want to lay on the couch. But on days that you even like eat good food, but you don't eat enough. Like, right. I always blame that on, like, oh, I didn't sleep enough, or, like, oh, I'm like, how am I ever going to get enough hours of sleep to have energy? But, like, maybe it's just that I'm not eating enough.
Right.
Because, like, I feel like, especially as someone who's used to being bigger and, like, taught that, like, oh, your metabolism is slow, so you got to be in a calorie deficit and all this stuff. Like, I'm just not used to being, like, oh, eating more is good.
Right.
Sometimes. Like, that sounds like blasphemy to me.
Well, if you're like, well, you're working out. Last week you worked out like what, like five times you went to yoga, right?
Yeah, I went Monday, that means Tuesday, you need to eat Wednesday.
More. Isn't that crazy? Like, you probably need to eat more than what you're eating
now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, I always, like...
You should do, like, calculate your macros if you want to do that.
Yeah.
But that means, like, measuring, like, every single thing.
I just, like, don't want to.
It's fucking annoying.
I'm just going to do this intuitive thing and just see how it feels.
Yeah. I mean, I have, like, a base, like, calorie goal that I want to hit every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, 1,700 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is, like, I always use my Fitness Pal. And, you know, when you put in your goals and you're like, I'm this many pounds and I want to lose this many, like, pounds a week. And I am extremely active. And they're like, you should be eating 2,300 calories. And you're like, no, I'm going to eat 1,500.
Yeah.
And still try to do it. And, like
in reality, you probably do need to be eating that much so your body doesn't think that you're being anorexic.
Yeah. And I always just thought it was like, I'll just power through it and just lose more. But I like,
yeah, but that's not sustainable. It's like, that's what like everyone thinks though too. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. like I should be like, even if I'm working out 3 to 4 times a week, this is how much I should be. Like, I'm still going to stay at this 1300 calorie mark. Like, even though I'm like working out and lifting and everything.
Cause they're like, it'll be better. But like, actually you can't work out as hard.
Yeah.
And you can't build muscle.
Right.
And you can't get stronger. Like, I knew these things, but I didn't put it together on how I felt. Like, I just thought I was just, like, out of shape.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, starving myself.
Yeah, so apparently my calories should be 1,797 calories a day.
Damn. Yeah, I think mine was, like, over 2 when I put it in. I had it in as lightly active, which is what I used to be. But if I wanted to be extremely active, which is working out like 5 or 6 times a week, which is what I want to do, it was like 2,100 or something like that. Which is like, oh my God, if I can eat like that.
Like, that's like and so much. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, man, hopefully that's real because
I know.
I'm so excited.
And if I have energy, it is real. It is real and it's insane. Like, you just have to like eat that much, which seems like so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, you'll probably just be so full.
I know.
Like, I remember I have friends who would do, like, bodybuilding or, like, powerlifting, and they were, like, bulking. And I remember they would be, like, in these crazy caloric surpluses because mm-hmm. they wanted to build so much muscle. And they're, like, I had to force myself to eat. Like, literally, like, I would have, like, 500 calories left, and I would feel so sick because I had to eat this.
Yeah, and they're, like, I force myself chicken. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to do that either.
That sounds like terrible. Well, that's just probably putting more like fat in your diet, like mm-hmm. putting like more like butter, olive oil, stuff like that, because that's very calorie rich, I guess, but it's also like very good for you.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna try to like listen to my body, which like obviously right now I'm very full from dinner, but I'm not like overly bloated or anything,
right? Like, I'm like not like I'm perfect. Like, I'm great.
And I was like really hungry, so
me too.
Like,
I was so hungry.
Yeah, so I feel like we ate the right amount, and like especially like I feel like we'll have good energy tomorrow, even if
and I feel like I'm probably like gonna sleep well tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, and then what I was telling you too, what we were talking about in text the other day, I was like, dude, when we were talking about like renewing our yoga membership and like going to the gym and keeping up this healthy eating,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, listen, like these past couple weekends I have barely had like any beer. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I know our Instagram is like beer based. But you guys have to understand that I like drinking beer is like a lot of calories.
And we were drinking way more than we were reviewing.
Right.
Like, I think we're still reviewing the same amounts. We're just not drinking.
Right. Just not drinking like a shitload of beer all the time. Like, I've been drinking seltzers and mm-hmm. wine and like mixed drinks like this where there's like no sugar or like, I mean, all the calories basically come from the alcohol.
Yeah, the actual alcohol.
And I've like still been losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was telling you the other day, I was like, I feel too good to not to like give up this like lifestyle and working out, because I used to have to take Tums like at least like 3 or 4 times a week for mm-hmm. my heartburn. And I just had to take Tums on Sunday for like the first time in like 2 months.
Yeah. Like, I don't
just because of my hangover.
Yeah. And like, what's nice is drinking for me has definitely been a social thing. So I feel like doing it together has definitely helped that not feel as pressurized.
Yeah, absolutely. Because definitely find like a diet buddy to do it with.
Or like if you know you're going to spend like 3 out of the 7 days with someone, like, and that's all you do is drink like us. And we had a brand that was all about being drunk. Like, just,
I mean, we're still tipsy, but just like in a different healthier way. Tipsy.
Exactly. And we don't have to drink so much to be tipsy because we're not drinking as much, which mm-hmm. is nice. But it was always a social thing for me. Like, oh, like if I want to see anyone, I'm going to have to go out. And I don't want to drink a bunch of liquor and then try to drive home. Like, I, you know.
Yeah.
Or, like, wanted to try beers and stuff. But then I would, like, order a beer but then not take a picture of it. And then I couldn't review it. And
exactly,
then I'm like.
Exactly, exactly.
So, just finding things to do that aren't centered around drinking, or just like we hung out on Saturday and like you were a little more drunk than I was, but that's because of dinner.
I was fucking hammered. But like, listen, so I went to this little Italian restaurant in Fairborn, and my mom and I both ordered a cab, and he was like, do you want a glass or like a 9 ounce pour? And we're like, well, we'll both get the 9 ounce pour. So I think it evens out to like 3 glasses or something like that. And I was like, whatever, mm-hmm. we're big girls, we can handle this. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, well, do you just want to get like a carafe to share? It's like a little bit more and it's like a better deal. We're like, sure, whatever, we'll get that. So he comes back out with our wine and we both have a full glass and like one of the, it's not a carafe, but it's like one of those like bigger, like, mm-hmm. I guess that's probably in
like a mini carafe.
Like a mini carafe, mm-hmm. yeah. So he's like, well, she ran out of the carafes, so we're gonna, like, she just put it into different ones, but it's still the same amount. And I was like,
are you sure?
Are you, like, I think it was way more. Like,
probably.
Because we were there for, like, 2 hours, and that whole 2 hours was us drinking the wine.
Oh my God.
Like, it took us four fucking ever. And I think it was, like, a bottle each. Definitely. I swear to God, like,
yeah.
So I was really fucked up because I really haven't eaten. I had not eaten anything that day, like, except breakfast, because I was just so busy at work. Yeah. I didn't have time. Mm-hmm. And like, you came over and I was already like 2 sheets to the wind.
You guys were already drunk.
Like, we were already like so drunk. That guy at that Italian restaurant was really trying to fuck us up.
You know how I know
he's
you're
like
drunk.
A great upseller though. What? Oh my God, what do I do?
Whenever you're drunk, you turn on the video of Motley Crue chugging
chugging Jack Daniels,
and you're like, they're so cool. I know you're already drunk.
That's hilarious because it's so fucking true.
It's like, damn, you're already drunk.
I'm like, it scares me, but it's also like cool as fuck. And every single time I'm like, why did Nikki Sixx get this dumbass bass solo in this song? It's so stupid.
I know. Oh, it was great. It was a fun night, though. But, like, that's a good example, at least, like, if you hadn't been drunk at dinner before. That, like, we both, like, I had a bottle of Two Buck Chuck and felt fine over, like, a couple hours.
Right.
And, like, enough to be, like, loosened up and, like, having fun, but I can still, like, drive home and still enjoying myself.
Right.
And then Saturday I didn't even drink because I was with my mom and I was like, I don't even feel the need to. But I feel like we're also, because we're out of college, it's a lot easier. Like, if you're listening to this and you're in college and you're like, there's no way I can stop drinking, like, we understand.
We only made it like a week and a half, probably 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think I could have done this in college because I just wouldn't have seen anyone.
Hell no.
Like, we were so
drunk. Have, like, the worst FOMO of my whole, like, ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would not have been able to do it.
I have such bad FOMO. Like, I feel like doing this with you has not cured the FOMO, but I'm not feeling that towards, like, alcohol anymore.
Right.
And this would be a good way to gauge
if you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, too. Yeah,
So were we alcoholics? I feel like we might have been.
No, but I feel like it's good that we're fine not drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing that we're not alcoholics, because it was a social thing, which I always knew mine was.
Yeah, like, I don't get home and I'm like, I need to have a drink.
No, I only did that on Friday after I fucked up at work and I was like,
I feel like we all need a drink on Friday though. Like, oh, update, I watched The Bachelor now.
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna have a segment on Bachelor commentary. That's just Lauren. I'm just gonna
that's
leave.
Just me. I'm not dealing with this. No, I just, it's just funny, you know, like it kind of makes me feel,
I just think it's funny how
I just think it's funny how Peter, like all these girls just like come on this show, and I feel like most of them just want to be famous because now they see how famous like people from the show can get. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're just trying to be the next Bachelorette is what I'm feeling. Because, like, all these girls on this new season are fucking fake as shit. Like, I can tell. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll see. I might do a Bachelor recap.
You could do, like, a bonus thing.
Yeah, we'll like, do, like, a little, I don't know. Would anyone want that?
Let us know.
Let me know. And I will gladly do it because, I like, this is my first season watching The Bachelor. So I definitely have some interesting opinions because I don't really know how it works and I don't really see the appeal of being on the show. Yeah. Rather than like becoming famous. Do you think you could be on The Bachelor?
No, one, because they're all very skinny.
That too. I was like, they need like a bigger girl like me on there.
Oh, okay. True. But if I was on it, I've had this thought before of like,
oh my god,
because I used to watch it a long time ago with some girls that actually liked it, like for real. So I was like, oh,
like I enjoy it. Like it's kind of just like, you know, when you watch like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, no,
it's just like trash TV that you just like mindless.
Yeah,
like I don't actually care about Peter.
No,
I don't care about any of these girls. It's just really entertaining to see like. It's, like, cute when, like, he finds girls that he, like, mm-hmm. meshes with, too. Because I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I could not give, like, more, less of a shit.
Yeah.
About.
I think the difference was, like, these girls, like, identified with the girls that were on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, they I probably didn't. Started watching. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, they saw them, like, their personalities, the girls that I was friends with. Were the same as the girls that are on The Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not true of us.
No.
And like,
well, so there's this one girl on this season, Kelly, who I feel like is like the most like real contestant on The Bachelor probably ever. Like she's just like takes no bullshit. She calls Peter out on his shit, and Peter does not fucking deserve a woman like her.
Yeah.
Because she is like way too strong. I hope she's the next Bachelorette. That's all I have to say about that.
I'd watch it if she's a real ass bitch.
She is a real ass
bitch. I'll watch her season just because of that. Because all the people on that show are always so fucking stupid.
I know.
Why are you picking the dumbest people?
I know.
I want to see like a bunch of like well spoken like college
educated
people.
Kelly's a lawyer.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I want more people like that.
She's on the show and she's like, who wouldn't love to see their lawyer on The Bachelor?
Oh my
just
god.
Just like real sarcastic, like, oh my god, it was so funny. I'm like, Kelly, I fucking love you.
Yeah, there was a clip that I saw that was like a bunch of girls yelling, and then there was a girl like that was kind of in a different place. She's like, is that yelling? I want to know, but I don't. It's like that.
I want to know, but
me.
I don't care. We should call this segment local.
Locals only.
Yes. Locals only.
But we didn't really talk about it till the end.
Right. We'll do it at the end every time.
Okay.
Where we just talk about like good places to go.
Okay.
And it's called Locals Only. And we give recommendations for places in Dayton.
Planner by Marg.
Planner by tequila. I'm like feeling this Marg now.
I know. Me too. I put a little extra
in. It tastes really good.
I know. It's so good.
God.
And like the tequila is really good too, though. That Epsilon.
It's like very smooth. Like it's not like.
It's not like
that
Jose.
Well tequila.
Oh God. Oh, something weird that I meant to tell you earlier while you were talking. You said that you had a euro for lunch. I had a euro for lunch.
Where from?
Tzatziki's. It's like a little like a chain like Greek restaurant.
Oh my fucking God! Euros are like. Top five favorite food
so
for me.
So fucking good. Mine was a grilled chicken euro, but it was still so good.
Dude, tickets? Fairborn?
I love tickets.
Has a fucking amazing euro.
Really?
It is so good. I get it like every other time.
Oh my god. Have you ever had their wings?
Oh my god.
So
yes.
good.
Oh my god, if you live in the Dayton area or close to Fairborn, you need to go to Tickets. Yeah, that's literally one of my favorite restaurants now.
It's in like a weird place. It doesn't seem like a good restaurant would be, but like probably my favorite wings.
And it's busy in Dayton. It's busy all the time, so you know it's good.
Yeah, best wings in Dayton, I would say.
Jason actually so went there good. After work today for wings and a beer because he knew I was coming over here.
We should go there sometime soon.
We should. It's like 5 minutes away from my house. Yeah. So perfect.
We still need to go to that brunch place that you talked about near you. Isn't there like a breakfast?
Lefties.
Yes. We need to go to Lefties.
Yes. We should do that. Yeah. I just have one more locals only recommendation. And then we'll
to
leave
not
you.
Go to Woes.
Yeah. And then we'll leave you with this really great tequila story that we have. It's not great at all. It's fucking terrible. So there's a place in Springfield called Guerrero's Tacos, I think is how you pronounce it. And I don't know what fucking road it's on. Just put it in your GPS.
Locals only. I don't know what fucking road it's on.
It's in Springfield. Classic locals only.
Classic locals only. Travel blog. I don't know what fucking road it's on. Just put it in your GPS.
travel blog.
Hashtag travel influencer. Hashtag adventure. Hashtag travel blogger.
Hashtag GPS.
Hashtag I don't know what fucking road it's on.
Hashtag I'm straight up not having a good time.
Oh my god, that was great.
Anyways, just put it in your goddamn GPS. But
what do you want
when
me?
You get yeah, what do you want from me? I don't fucking know. I told you I almost died in math. Literally.
Distance time or rate times time equals distance, Lauren.
That's a foreign language. I don't know what the fuck you just said. Anyway. But you have to park like more down the road. And so when you pull in the place to park, there's like a like a artist depiction. It's spray painted on the side of this fucking garage.
Oh
and it
my
says,
god.
Tacos make me smile. And it's like these like three little like smiley faces on the side of it. And I was like, oh my god, like I'm gonna die
oh
here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it says tacos like this way with an arrow.
Springfield is fucked.
Oh
my god.
Oh, and it's like not in a great part of Springfield either. So oh. I was like, oh my god, I've come here to die.
Yeah, really.
I will not make it back. But the tacos were fucking amazing. Like, it was so good.
It sounds good.
I would definitely go back there 10 out of 10.
When it's light out.
Yeah, not at night. Not at night. We went there for lunch at, like, noon, and it was fine.
An artist depiction. I thought you were going to be like, the map to get there was spray painted on the side of the building.
It kind of was. So it says, like, tacos this way, and then it has a spray painted arrow. To like walk down that road.
Oh my god.
And like, but the arrow points to like this really sketchy like garage door. Oh, and I was god. Like, what if someone tries to go in
yeah
there?
What if this is a trick?
And I was like, what if I'm gonna die? Like,
you got lured into a garage saying tacos this way.
I mean, honestly, if you wanna don't actually do this, but like if you wanted to kidnap me, that would probably be like probably top five like best things to do.
Yeah. Like free drinks this way.
Yeah.
But anyway, to switch gears to your tequila store.
Yeah, so we're going to leave you guys with this. So.
This is a non-local. So don't go here.
Yeah, don't go here. We were at a certain bar by Wright State across from Tootie's. I'm not going to name names. Mm-hmm. But we were there. What were we there for? Like.
It's a random night.
Random night. We decided to go there. Yeah. Oh, I think, like, someone was playing in a band or
oh,
something like that.
DJing.
Someone was DJing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, that's what it was. Someone was DJing. Mm. So we went over there, and we were like, oh, yeah, let's do shots. And so we get over there, and there's, like, what, 9 or 10 of us all doing shots? And yeah. We're like, hey, can we? So what we used to do back in the day was pickleback shots. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a pickleback that a lot of people think of. We just did a shot of tequila followed by a shot of pickle juice. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, let's do that. So we were like, okay, 9 shots of tequila. And the bartender was like, well, or like top shelf. And we're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah. And she said, one of the dudes that we are like friends with was like, I'll buy shots for
a And
he picked well. And we're like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, she was like, well, well, tequila's $2 a shot. So we're all like, hell yeah, let's do that. Sounds great. So she starts pouring our shots, pouring our pickle juice, whatever. So we're all getting, we're like, cheers, get ready to shoot it. And it's fucking warm.
Yeah.
Like, like fucking disgusting. I wish I could have seen the look on everyone's face as we did this shot, because I'm pretty sure like I threw up in my mouth and I just like looked at everyone and we all had this look of panic on our face. You're like, oh my God. We were like,
I skipped the shot because I have had bad experiences with tequila shots, and I just remember watching you guys like, yep. Well, that looks terrible.
Just thinking about it now.
I didn't realize you had backs. I thought it was just like he ordered tequila shots, but then it was just like warm tequila in a cup. There was no lime.
It might have been.
Yeah, I think that's what I think there was. Just, I think like,
my night
just
went to shit after that. So
yeah, I don't really remember. It was just terrible. Like, I think it was just like, okay, here's warm tequila in cups, and that's it. No salt, no lime, no backing. It was just
literally
like,
nothing. Just in like this. Sorry. I'm literally getting the chills right now just thinking about it.
That reminds me of Blackheart's party. This was a party we had a couple years ago.
Anti-Valentine's Day / your birthday party.
Yes, it was lit. And we did a, like, it was the 17th, so my birthday is the 18th, so it was, like, the night of the 17th. So at midnight, we all did a shot of Crown, I think.
Yeah, I think it was just regular Crown. I don't think it was, like, one of the flavored ones. Yeah. And we were all, like, so drunk
already
by the time this came around. And like, we were super drunk at noon.
So we all did.
Noon, midnight.
I mean, it could have been. So it was like maybe 25 people. We all had these shots of warm Crown. And we all took them at once. And
I just got
like,
the chills again.
Everyone was just like. And we had like 1-2 liter of like Mountain Dew or
something. Yeah, like Sprite. And I was, I remember like we all did a shot. Every single one of us was like.
I was like, it's my birthday. Give me this Sprite.
And I was like, Sprite, Sprite, Sprite. Anyone, anyone.
We were so drunk.
It was so fun though. That was a really fun party.
The next morning we went to brunch and I stayed at the girl's house that had the party, and she didn't end up coming to brunch, but you and you were with them, right? That was you that went to brunch in the morning?
Yeah, I think so.
It was like you
and I had to work, but I think I went to brunch.
Yeah, like pick me up from her house. So the night before, like, you know when, like, people are straggling at parties and you're like, just go home. So I had to, like, stay because I was sleeping there. And there was a dude that brought a friend named Florian. And I just have a very drunk memory of sitting on the couch just in a daze. And this guy named Florian is just, like, in-depth conversation just talking at me. Like, we had been, like, sitting here for, like, an hour. And I was like, I need to go to bed. And so in the morning, I was so hungover. I got in the car with you and the two other people. And they're like, you're like, how are you feeling? I was like, someone left me alone and drunk with a guy named Florian.
I just what the fuck? Someone left me alone with Florian.
And like, I didn't even know him. It was just like a man named Florian. Like, I don't know who this person
is. I
don't
even remember what he looks like. I'm sure I met him, but not I was like googly eyed by then, probably.
Yeah, I think he was trying to hit on me, but I was too drunk to remember. I don't even know.
Oh my God.
And then I had to like just not puke during brunch on my birthday. Just a combination of orange juice, coffee, and water, and beignets definitely helped.
Oh yeah!
Shout out Lily's Bistro.
Yes,
locals only.
Lily's Bistro. You gotta go there for drunk.
Yes, brunch, lunch, anything. Dinner,
yeah, really anything. Good. Their food is also good. I've never had one bad thing there.
Yeah, never. So good. So go there.
Yep.
But don't
go
be drunk.
There.
Don't be hungover.
Yeah. Remember when I met you in Austin there and I was kind of late and I was like out the door and then I was like super hungover and I had to puke real quick. So I just like puked, and then I texted you guys like, sorry, I threw up on my way.
Yeah, and you like, we like had a, did we order food for you already or something? You like had a,
I think you ordered like a mimosa for me, I think.
Oh yeah. I'm like, here you go, and you're like, oh my god.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I think we had to like, that was when Austin was in town, and we had to eat early because I had to work or something like mm-hmm. that. But it was like 9:30 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like super early. Which is probably why I peeked on my way out. Is it time to sign off, you think?
I think so. We didn't realize how late it was. It's already, it's 10:30 on a Monday night.
Whoops. We need like a sign off thing. We already say stay tipsy.
Yeah. We can do that or something different.
Well, just for now.
Just for now. Just stay tipsy, okay?
Stay tipsy.
Drink some tequila.
Drink some tequila.
And I'm trying to think of something funny. Oh, I don't know. I don't know where the fuck it is. Just put it in your GPS.
Just remember to put it in your GPS, okay?
What if that's our sign off? Like, stay tipsy, and I don't know what fuck fucking Serena's on. I don't know what fucking Serena's on. Just put it in your GPS. GPS. Bye.
Bye. See you later.
But really, though, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you. We are on basically all main streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify. I don't know what else there is.
Yes, Beaker or something like
that. Yeah, Breaker.
Oh, Breaker.
Stuff like that.
Google Podcasts.
Our link tree is in our Instagram bio and our Anchor bio, which is where our podcast is distributed from. Yes. Yeah, hosted from.
But thank you for listening. We're having a lot of fun in season two. So
yes.
Hopefully you stick around because it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And you can follow us on Instagram at Tipsy Girls. With an I, girls with a U.
Yes. That's a good way to say it, actually, because it's confusing.
It is really confusing.
Tipsy with an I, girls with a U.
Perfect. Signing off. Yes. Tipsy girls signing off.
Stay tipsy.
Stay tipsy. Bye-bye. Harambe Festival. This way.
Harambe pop-up bar. Listen, okay. Would you guys come to a Harambe pop-up bar? Which, okay, so it would be like a big area. Obviously, drinks involved. Would be like an event. But it's set up.
It'd be like an event.
Like, it's similar to an event, but it's
not. But it's not. It's a bar.
But the theme of the party / bar would be Harambe's funeral. So
every year on the anniversary of Harambe's death.
Yes. So you come dressed in all black, like you're going to like a viewing. There'd be like a casket, candles and shit, but like it's a party.
Celebrating
merch heavy, because we're preying on your drunk purchases. And every year it's somewhere else on the anniversary of him dying. Would you come?
Would you buy merch?
Do you think it's insensitive? But we're celebrating his life.
Yeah. But
would you come?
I mean, I just want to plan this anyway. I think it's a great idea.
It would be viral.
It would be.
Because, like, the whole world knows about Harambe.
Oh, yeah. Literally. Okay, so every year on May 18th, we're going to have this.
Perfect. That's enough time for planning.
It is.
If you didn't know, we live an hour from where Harambe lived.
It's true. Our state was shocked by this gruesome murder.
Yeah, it was, though. That was terrible.
No, honestly, like, we were in mourning.